Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. It's your boy Adam Epstein here on 106.7 The Fan for another edition of AWOD Weekend Radio. And so much to talk about. Not enough time, honestly. I almost wanted to message the program director. Screw Virginia Tech. We got to talk Sean Taylor and the Washington football team botching this whole situation for 8 hours straight. Just leave me on. You see that? Don't turn off this microphone, Donald. I'm on here all day. I mean, I'm the Washington football team is the only thing I care about in life. And I don't care about losing weight. I'm going to gain weight until I'm 80, all right? The only thing I really care about is this Washington football team, and they botched the easiest thing in the world. If you are around my age, I'm 28 years old. If you're, I would say, between the ages of 25 and 35, he's probably your favorite player. You probably grew up wanting to hit like Sean Taylor, wanting to cover the field like Sean Taylor, taping your fingers, taping your helmet like Sean Taylor. You grew up going to Washington football team games and holding up two fingers and one finger for 21. This was the easiest thing in the world. It was long overdue. And now, I won't be there. I was a season ticket holder for more than 15 years with my dad. My dad didn't even know about this until last night. Maybe he doesn't listen to enough local radio. But anyway, this is AWOD Weekend Radio, and I'm on until 2 p.m., and I want to take your phone calls for most of this show. But to start the show, I'd like to talk about today in sports. At 4:20 p.m. today, we've got the Red Sox taking on the Astros. Game 2, ALCS. The Astros had a big come-from-behind victory last night thanks to the bats of Altuve and Carlos Correa. I'm a degenerate sports gambler now that I'm working on the show BetMGM tonight, presented by BetQL on Odyssey. And I put money on the Houston Astros last night. They were down the entire game, came back, tied it, and then won it late. And it is kind of nice to see that those losers, the Houston Astros and cheaters, they at least stuck together. And they got most of the same roster that lost to the Washington Nationals in the World Series. They got them back to the playoffs here. And again, they're trying to prove everyone wrong, that it had nothing to do with trash cans. Which I doubt. 8 o'clock tonight, game one, Dodgers-Braves. Dodgers, of course, have Max Scherzer and Trey Turner on the roster, so local fans have obviously been supporting them. The Braves are led by Freddie Freeman, who is one of the most unbelievable baseball players in the game. It seems like anytime he comes up to the plate with a guy on base or it's the bottom of a big inning, he's going to hit a home run or he's going to get an RBI. Every single time, he's super clutch. I want to say he's like the Braves' Ryan Zimmerman, but I think he's way better than Ryan Zimmerman ever was. I mean, Freddie Freeman is just unbelievable. In the NHL, the Washington Capitals are back on the ice tonight, 7 p.m. against the Tampa Bay Lightning. That game is here in D.C. at Capilano Arena. I watched game one the other night. Alex Ovechkin, still in like prime GOAT form. Two goals, two assists in the first game of the season. We'll see what he can do tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning at 7 p.m. Over to college football, and I've been doing a lot of college football gambling, so I'll give you my picks later on in the show. At 12 noon, so just about to kick off, we have number 12 Oklahoma State taking off against number 25 Texas. And I'm thinking Matthew McConaughey is going to be in attendance because this game is right there in Austin, Texas. All right, all right, all right. Can Texas bounce back after blowing a huge lead to Oklahoma last weekend? We'll get into more into Oklahoma later as they are now led by DC's own Caleb Williams, the true freshman who came off the bench, replaced Spencer Rattler, and led a like a 21-point deficit comeback victory against Texas. So we'll see if Texas can bounce back. They lost to Oklahoma. Now they get a chance to beat Oklahoma State. It's funny how college football works that way. 3:30 p.m., number one, Georgia. The number one team in the country after Alabama lost last weekend. They faced off against number 11, Kentucky. Number 11, Kentucky has really had a great offense this season, but I don't think that's going to continue against the best team in the SEC and the best defense in the SEC. They are just so good on defense. Bet the under in Georgia every single time they play. 3:30, Iowa against Purdue. Iowa has, like, for some reason, been my football team this year in college. I think it was because I bet them to beat Maryland. And then Maryland had the lead, and I jumped on it. I said, I'm going to double down and say that, you know, I don't trust baby Tua, and Iowa will come back and win. And they did. And so ever since then, I've been rooting for Iowa. I put money on Iowa to win and to cover today against Purdue. I love Iowa this season. 7 p.m., can Alabama bounce back against Mississippi State? That'll be a good one. 7:30, TCU at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's now number four in the country after their big win last weekend. Caleb Williams taking over for Spencer Rattler. It was really weird how they didn't like allow media to come to press conferences this week. They knew that all the questions would be about Spencer Rattler, who was the Heisman candidate. It was everyone was saying, oh, he's going to be a first-round draft pick. He's the next Patrick Mahomes. He's so good at scrambling and making plays downfield, but he made these bonehead mistakes and turning the ball over, and you can't do that in college football. And so they had to make the change to Caleb Williams. He came in, and it was a huge fourth and one play where they QB sneaked it, I want to say, and he kind of snuck around to the outside, ran for like 50 yards, and that touchdown led to a huge Oklahoma comeback, and now he will lead them tonight against TCU at home. 7:30, last game on the schedule here that I'm discussing, Mississippi State versus Tennessee. That's a pick'em game. I think I like Tennessee to upset them in that one. We also have the NBA back next week. I am super excited for that. I've got a Wizards season preview that I have come up with here on my outline that I will give you on sometime in the 1 o'clock hour of the show. We will discuss the English Premier League. I just watched a unbelievable last 20 minutes, maybe last 15 minutes between Manchester United and Leicester City, and it was 1-1, and then it was 2-2. And then the end final score was 4-2. Leicester City upset Manchester United. Unbelievable matchup there. So we have more EPL going on right now, obviously. And then we have at 12:30, Chelsea, my soccer team, plays. And they're still without Christian Pulisic. And that injury is really starting to hurt us here. It just from like an American perspective, is that we want to see him play. We want to see him get into the World Cup qualifiers for USA. He missed the two big matchups that we had this week. I can discuss that later on. It was a stinker against Panama and then a bounce back game the next one against Costa Rica for USA. But so Chelsea today at 12:30 takes on Brentford. So that is your Today in Sports. And the phone number is 1-800-636-1067. And you can also hit me up throughout the show at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. On all social media platforms. I try to make this show like millennials would want it to be. Interactive. If you tweet me, hey, big fatty, you suck, I'm going to read your tweet on air. You know, if you have a strong opinion on the Washington football team, I'll read your opinion on air. If you also want to call in and tell me to my face your thoughts on the Washington football team, I love that. 1-800-636-1067. Open phone lines throughout the show. DC United has a huge matchup tonight against Nashville. Nashville is in second place in the Eastern Conference of the MLS. That game's at 7:30. It's right down the street at Audi Field. DC United center back Steven Birnbaum will join the show today at 1:30 p.m. That's appointment listening. because he is just such a big part of this DC United's defense. They're playing very well this season. I believe they're in fifth or sixth place in the standings. There's only six games left to the end of the season. They need 3 points tonight at Audi Field at 7:30. Tickets are still available. I might have to get out there for that game as well. So let's start here with this Sean Taylor memories and what Washington football team can do to do better. Because they obviously botched this. It was one of the worst things that they've ever botched. And it's just, I don't know how else to explain it rather than playing some audio. So I had my producer, Donald, grab up some audio. There was really good interviews this week. If you haven't heard it yet, Ron Rivera's on the Junkies every Tuesday. I think it's the best interview the Junkies have done in 25 years. Ron Rivera, love him or hate him, he is like entertaining as hell on the Junkies because it's like a battle. They're going at each other. The Junkies are coming on with all the great questions, and Ron honestly doesn't have the best answers, but he makes up some stuff, and it makes it for really great radio. And then on Grant and Danny yesterday, they had Gabe Taylor, the brother of the late Sean Taylor, and he said some really interesting things. So let's get to that, all right? 1-800-636-1067. What were your thoughts on this Washington football team and the retirement of Sean Taylor's jersey? I think it was poorly planned. I think it was sprung on us in the middle of another off-the-field controversy. I think Sean Taylor's family didn't even know about it until up to recently. I think fans didn't have time to buy tickets and make plans. I think it feels like very weird timing in the middle of a 1 o'clock game against the former Super Bowl champs when you know you're about to get swamped at home. There's so many things I don't like about this. I want to discuss that next. 1-800-636-1067. This is AWOD Weekend Radio up until 2 p.m. here on DC Sports Radio. 1067, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Your boy AWOD here, Adam Epstein. So let's set the scene a little bit. So I heard about this jersey retirement, I want to say was it Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, okay? And then I saw a bunch of people very upset about it on Twitter, which, you know, isn't unusual. I mean, Washington football team Twitter is always asking for a new quarterback, a new coach, a new defensive coordinator, all the time. But they were very upset on Twitter, and I thought what the most interesting thing was is that it led to a Jason Wright apology tweet. I was thinking about this the other day. Donald, maybe you can chime in here. How many other football teams do you know who their president is? Like, why does everyone know who our president is in Washington? Like, what is that?
I don't know. That's a good point. Now that you think about it, I really don't know that many.
Our whole life, I've known who the president was.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's a very interesting question.
You know, from guys botching it to the next guy to the next guy. I've always known who he is. It's like, why are you the face? It should be the players. I don't know. Maybe it's because Dan Snyder is such a bad owner. But anyway, so it led to this Jason Wright apology. And then he said, presidential brief coming, dot, dot, dot. And then he dropped the presidential brief, and he deeply apologized. I mean, I'm going to make fun of Jason Wright during this show, and I'm going to say he's done a bad job on a lot of things. But I did feel that apology. It felt like he was really sorry. All right? And then it led to, I mean, it was the talk of sports radio and social media in D.C. after he dropped the presidential brief. Then Grant and Danny were lucky enough to book Sean's brother Gabe on their show Friday. Here's what he had to say about the planning of this event. You guys have to hear this audio.
About it for a while, I'm guessing.
No, I have not heard about it for a while. No, I have not heard about Ernest for a while. No, I have not heard about Ernest for a while.
So that's Gabe Taylor there. And I think that was the most important part of the audio there, is that you could tell in his voice he was upset. I mean, play one more time. Just one more time for the people in the back who didn't hear it.
You've known about it for a while, I'm guessing.
No, I have not heard about Ernest for a while. No, I have not heard about Ernest for a while.
All right, so he didn't hear about it for a while. And look, here's my thoughts. Okay, I was a season ticket holder with my dad for all of the Sean Taylor years. He was my idol. I wanted to hit like Sean Taylor. I would have paid triple to be at this game if I knew they were going to honor him in advance. But I didn't. So now I want to get your thoughts here. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. What's going on, Andre?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, the owner in this organization continuously fumbled the ball. Mm-hmm. And if the case is that they use this as a PR stunt or timing thing because the organization came up in these emails, you know, the blow to them is they were already trying to work PR to change their toxic work environment. I mean, it continuously shows the organization, the owners, insensitivity towards fans and everybody else, because you didn't even talk to the family, if that is the case.
Yeah. So, Andre, what was your reaction to this?
Like everybody, I was waiting to see and hear something until I heard, you know, the little report that you guys just heard. That hold up, you didn't even, your brother doesn't know anything about it. I mean, what's really going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you had known about this for 6 months, is this something you would put on your calendar and make sure that you bought tickets for?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to the game, but I'm sure other fans would have, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to put it on the calendar and put it out there and made it something special, yeah, people would have paid money, but you fumbled.
Yeah. And here's the thing I will say, Andre, also, is that Sean Taylor meant so much to this organization. A day isn't enough. Like, they should have had Sean Taylor month. I mean, are you kidding me? He's the greatest Washington football team player of all time because we don't know what his full potential could have been. I love to say that he could have been the greatest safety of all time. He was that good. He was that much of an impact player on the field. A ball hawk. A heavy hitter. A leader. We could celebrate him for a full month, and I would love it. Heck, we could celebrate him for a full year. We should have done that. It's 2021, right? You're 21. Let's celebrate him for the whole year. They messed it up. 1-800-636-1067. We got Ty in Upper Marlboro. What's going on, Ty?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm going to keep this one short. I'm kind of on the same page as the last guy that just called in. It's obvious what's going on here. I mean, it's been 14 years, almost 14 years in November since his passing. There's no like significant, this isn't a significant year. It's not like the 10th anniversary or the 15th or, you know, some special day where he had like a record setting stat or, you know, there's nothing significant about this weekend. So it's obvious what's going on here. And that's all I got to say, because it's pretty obvious. Thank you.
Yep. I appreciate the call, man. And I agree with you. And you could hear it in his voice, too. He's upset about it. Let's keep it going here. We got Adam in Sterling. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, what's up, man? I love your show. Perfect hey, ball, man.
And I love your name.
I honestly, I think it's interesting how Snyder had beef with Allen. And then once the emails came out, you know, all of a sudden, you know what I mean? He wants to clear his name and put Sean Taylor out there 3 days notice.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to be worse or would have been worse. Keeping it a secret from the family and having minimal fans like we do now in the stands, and then people find out about it afterwards, or this.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Adam. How could they have done it right? Like, in your mind, let's say you were Jason Wright, how would you have done it?
I would have gave months notice.
Yeah.
Months notice. I mean, held a memorial, you know, there. I mean, like, everybody would have got, like, commemorative memorabilia.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been done at halftime. People would have the decals on their helmet,
yeah,
you know, to represent them. First play of the game, would do it like just like he passed. I would keep that spot empty.
Wow, that's a great 10 guys on the field like they did against the Bills. Yeah, yeah, great
Absolutely.
Call, man. Great call. Yeah, and thinking back to that Bills game, I'm like, I just got goosebumps, Donald. Like, no lie, from that call, that was a great call from Adam. That Bills game, you remember that too, right? I mean, 10 guys on the field.
I do.
It was special.
I do, yeah. I think that was a good call by the last caller, Adam. Like, I agree with that. They should have definitely, you know, commemorated it a lot more. Definitely a lot more diligence should have been done, for sure.
Yeah, and I can't, I don't know if I can prove this, but I did see on social media they're only giving out like 10,000 towels. Do you see that also? And I also saw that a couple days after he died, they gave out 40,000 towels, and I was there for that game. And I got two towels, and I still have one of them. And I got it the next offseason. I was such a big fan before I got into media, and, you know, the last few years have kind of brought me down because it's been nothing but bad, except for, I guess, Ron Rivera. We did make the playoffs last year. But besides that, like, the whole RG3 controversy, it's just been so tough being a fan. But anyway, what my point is that Sean Taylor number 21 towel that they gave out after he died, I got it signed by Santana Moss the next offseason. And I just thought that was like the greatest like memorabilia I could have as a Washington football team fan.
Yeah, and I mean, again, it's kind of like what you said. It's just disappointing that there wasn't a lot of planning. Like someone like you said yourself, who was a season ticket holder and
right,
things like that, you don't get to be, you know, be there to enjoy it.
That's a weird thing also. I did see a lot of people say the season ticket holders knew nothing about it. And like, you would think the guy's paying so much money to go to every single game and preseason, charging you for preseason. They charge full price for preseason, $24 for chicken nuggets and a soda. And it's like three nuggets that you finish in 30 seconds. You'd think that they would know about it. All right, we're up against a commercial break here, but let's go real quick. Let's go to Joe in Southern Maryland. What's going on, Joe? Thanks for calling.
What's going on? How are you today?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you calling the show. What are your thoughts?
Look, my thoughts, I agree with you on some things, and I disagree with you on others. I do agree that this is a cover-up. You know, they should have had a longer, you know, announcement for the Sean Taylor. They should have had that, maybe had it on Monday night when they had the Monday night game, where it stands out for the whole nation to see,
yeah,
and everybody to really, you know, love Sean Taylor. But on the other side of what I disagree with is, you know, I used to be a season ticket holder, and I used to have season tickets in the club. So spending that money, I understand,
mm-hmm,
you know, but once the new Dan Snyder regime and it just went to hell in a handbasket, you know, I just couldn't, when they weren't going to put the effort to put a good product on the field, I couldn't see throwing away good money anymore. But to the, you know, and I was a Sean Taylor fan then, but to the other fans that say, oh, well, you know, they could have done something different. But I sort of have a problem with the fans that say, well, you know, we didn't have time to get tickets and the season ticket holders that used to be. Because my thing is, there's a funny thing called StubHub. So if you really wanted to go to that game, you could probably get the tickets for that game for your seat or in your section for less than what you sold them for. So if there are real fans out there that are diehards that want to go to this, they have the option to do that.
Joe, do you work for the Washington football team?
No, sir. Ever since Dan Snyder took over, I can't stand the Washington football team. I loved them when Jack King Cook was there.
Yeah.
You know, Dan Snyder has turned the Washington football team into the joke of the NFL. They're worse than the Cleveland Browns, in people's opinion, these days.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
No, I would never work in that office. I'm just, you know.
You're just saying you really want to go, buy the tickets, pay the money, and go.
Exactly, and that's all I'm saying. You know, and could they have planned it better? Could they have made more of it? Could they have done it on another day where it would have stood out and the whole nation could have seen it? Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's your biggest thing, Joe, is that you would have done it on a primetime game where everyone around the world could see it.
Exactly. I would have done it. And at that point, and here's the other side of it. They keep saying, oh, well, we planned this out. Then you explain to me how you planned it out, but you've only got 10,000 towels.
Right.
The reason you've only got 10,000 towels is because, you know, the Washington football team, you know, is sort of like the political Donald Trump. They want you to work for them, but they don't want to pay. So they have no credibility where they couldn't come to, you know, a place, a company that makes towels and say, hey, we're in a rush. Can you do us a solid?
Right.
And they're like, no, we can't because you burned everybody else in the industry.
Great call, Joe. And I agree with you there to the biggest point, which is that they should have done this on a primetime game. Because Washington football team fans, we're selfish if we think we're the only ones that like Sean Taylor. All of the University of Miami alumni love Sean Taylor. People from Florida love Sean Taylor. I mean, all around the country, you know, guys that grew up in L.A., they're around. If you were around my age, he was the biggest hitter in the league, right? I mean, am I right? Like, it's not just a Washington fan base thing for Sean Taylor.
Exactly. I was going to say, if you're a fan of another team and especially grew up in that era and just a fan of football, then I can see you just, you know, wanting to be a part of that. It's not just here in D.C.
Yeah. Let's take some more phone calls here. AWOD Radio on social media. If you want to tweet me your thoughts, I'll read them on the air here next segment. 1-800-636-1067. AWOD Weekend Radio. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Weekend Radio. At AWOD Radio is where you can find me on social media. Dean tweets me he's 36, born into this team, bleeds burgundy and gold. He can never leave the team no matter how bad it gets, but this is ridiculous. This should have been planned years in advance, he says. We got Nick says, I had major surgery scheduled for this past Monday, prohibiting me from going to the game. Had I known 6 months in advance, I would have moved the surgery. And that's the kind of fans that I totally agree with. Like, this is an event that I would have planned with, like, a group of six friends, bought tickets, and you know, made a whole thing out of it. Gone to tailgate, had a whole rally party, had we known this in advance. But instead, you know, I'm going to be on my couch this Sunday watching Red Zone instead of the Washington football team game. No, I'm just kidding. I have two TVs, so I'll have both games on. But I just have a feeling this will be a blowout in the first quarter. But anyway, like, so Sean Taylor meant so much to me growing up. I remember the exact moment that I found out that he was shot. I was after school, and this kid in my class, Luke, came in and immediately got on his laptop, and the teacher said, no, this was back when, like, you know, you couldn't use social media and stuff like that in the classroom, before everyone had an iPhone 10. And he was like, I need to get on my laptop here and check on my safety. And I'm like, I don't know. What is he talking about? And that's when I found out everything. And it was so upsetting that I remember it to this day exactly the way it happened. And so I want his legacy to live on for forever. And, you know, they should have retired his jersey a long time ago, but they need to do it right. And man, he was just such an idol for me. And it's so bad. I here's my thought. All right, Donald, we had a lot of good talks from, you know, callers, and people were saying like it should have been on primetime. You could fix this. How can you fix this? Postpone it. Like, just postpone the damn event. The president apologized. It didn't do enough. Just postpone it, all right? And then make a whole month dedicated to Sean Taylor. I absolutely feel for the fans who are upset. This should have been the greatest celebration of a Washington player in the past 20 years. This should have been a moment that we tell our kids about. Instead, it's being rushed to hide Bruce Allen being involved in John Gruden's racist and sexist remarks. Another controversy in Ashburn being overlooked because Dan Snyder thinks he can put a Band-Aid over a bigger issue. I will never get season tickets again. There's no upside. They make you buy preseason. And they're not even going to tell you about a big event like this. And now here's the thing with Jason Wright. I cannot believe and will not believe that his apology where he comments, and this was his quote, "Every mistake starts out with the best of intentions." I'm sorry, Jason, but that's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. Right to the face of all of our fans. This mistake started out of controversy. This mistake started because just like the renaming of the team, the Washington football team has botched every second of this from the very start. 10,000 towels. You know, we have no fans in attendance. Oh, yeah, it's a good time after we're last place in attendance. And you want to do this now to try to get people to come in? It doesn't make any sense. We announced Bobby Mitchell in June that he was going to get his jersey retired. Then it happened 4 months later. Sean Taylor, 4 days? I know Bobby Mitchell was great, but half of the Washington football team fans don't even know who he is. If you're under the age of 30, you really don't. I mean, does anybody in this building know how stupid this is? Like, does anyone in Ashburn have the balls to step up to Jason Wright or Julie Donaldson or Dan Snyder and say, this is wrong? How about this? Where's Dan Snyder's apology? Where's Tanya Snyder's apology? Why is Jason Wright the one apologizing? Now, he's forced to be the face of bad news in Ashburn. And Ron Rivera being thrown under the bus at press conferences saying it's just such a great thing to raise Sean's jersey. Yeah, no duh, Ron, but why now? This is arguably the worst thing Dan Snyder has done to the fan base since taking over this team. He's done way worse things for this organization, but from the fans, from the diehard perspective, this is terrible. I mean, I want to remember the day his jersey was retired forever. Now it's covered in the stench of another off-the-field controversy. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067. Are you feeling the same way I am? Are you as frustrated? Do you have an idea for a better way that they could have done it? And do you have the guts to say, like I am, just postpone it. You screwed the whole thing up. You can fix it. Nobody's going to remember that you postponed it if you do it right a year from now. But if you go along with it this Sunday, and it ends up being a game that's 50% Chiefs fans, they do it at halftime, we're already down 24-3, and half the stadium doesn't get a towel.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I feel like at this point, to your point, there's so much going on with the organization now that they're not going to postpone it, because then that's, no, you know, it's going to make them look bad, and it's just, you know, the trickle-down effect of everything that's going on. So, unfortunately, I feel as though this is going to stay. And
but do you agree with me that if they postponed it and did it right a year from now, nobody's going to be talking about how they made the mistake?
I agree with that. If you ultimately do it right, I think, you know, that's the ultimate right decision.
And
right
now, there, no matter what happens on Sunday, we're going to remember it. Or being botched.
Exactly.
1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to Houston. My guy Steve. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Baywatt? How you feel, man? Well, I know how you feel.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm happy every time I see that you call into the show. So what are your thoughts?
Hey, you know, God, where do you start with this, right? You know, just when you try to get back some hope and some faith, and you know, we love this, you know, we love the fan, you know, we love this team, all the memories, you know, it represents our local area, yada yada yada. But you know, I'm on Twitter And, you know, and I'm looking and seeing Granny and Dan, and when Grant Paulson tweeted, when, you know, with the gay thing and you just played it, then I don't know if you've seen this. I scrolled down because I was wondering when they interviewed the brother, a guy asked him, he asked Grant, did you follow up and ask if his dad knew about it ahead of time? Seems like an obvious follow-up. And Grant Paulson replied back, I did ask. He didn't know.
Yeah. I heard the interview in the full, and I think we might have that part of the clip. Do you have it, Donald? Do you want to play the full clip here for the audience? Because anyone that missed it, this was from Grant and Danny on Friday on 106.7 The Fan. Steve, stay on hold so we can get your opinion after this.
So a lot of people were wondering like how it was all put together, but how long – you've known about it for a while, I'm guessing.
No, I have not heard about it for a while.
Oh, okay. I
did not know either.
So when did you find out?
I found out probably, I'll say like 4 days ago.
Okay. And
4 days ago.
Who told you about it?
My dad.
Pete?
Correct.
Okay. And so Pete found out from the team, I guess, or did he know before that and he didn't tell you?
I really don't know. He just told me that they'll be holding Sean's number retirement. And that's all we really know right there.
So that was his response. Steve, what were your thoughts, man?
It just keeps sinking and sinking and getting lower and lower. You know what I mean? There's no way for them to come out looking good on this. And then especially, you know, this isn't your average or normal jersey retirement. I mean, to have that act of an organization to even consider you to have your jersey retired is a huge feat in itself.
Right.
But, you know, but if you look at this one, there's definitely an asterisk to it, and it's such a special retirement. Now, let me go on record and say, I'm one of those people who believes that, so like Sean Taylor, Deion Sanders, Jerry Rice, I think, you know, like certain people, even if someone comes after and wears their number again, they really don't tarnish the legacy of it.
Yeah,
because I know when I played ball, so and stay with me on this, AWOL, from all of my years, there are certain numbers that are legendary and sweet that you want just generations of folks to be able to play in. Like a lot of athletes look forward to 7, 21, 28, 26. You know, it's a plethora of them, right? So I don't like it from a fan standpoint of having limited kind of slash the unpopular ugly numbers as the main numbers. But with that said, Sean Taylor's passing, being murdered, it wasn't like he died of sickness or illness or something like that. But in the prime of his career, being murdered, was on his way to a legendary career, life cut short. This is a special and unique retirement.
Yeah.
And you have to pull this one off as closest to perfection as you can.
Steve, when he passed away, I remember crying and thinking to myself, I will support this team for the rest of my life because I want to honor Sean. You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly the kind of impact he had.
Yeah. I mean, his skill set, his gift, the way that he played ball, I mean, oh, man. And it's just like, you know, for this organization to look for any type of bright spot, this would have been something that could have been done. And like your producer said, I agree with him. You know, at this point, we know they're not going to cancel it. I mean, they'd have to say something today. I guess it's the last ditch attempt. So they're not going to cancel it. And, you know, we just got to, you know, remember Sean tomorrow. And we'll remember him past tomorrow. Just keep celebrating him. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of Chiefs fans are going to get fouled tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a lot.
I know. Hey, Steve, I got to run here. Good call, man. Rod, Owen, Wayne, Lou, I see you guys on the line. Don't hang up that phone. We're going to get to you right after this quick commercial break. This is AWOD Weekend Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein here till 2 p.m. on The Fan, taking you up until Virginia Tech. And so I want to take your phone calls here. We got about 10 minutes in this segment here, so come with a lot of energy. Come with your passion. Give me your thoughts. And try to beat my friend Jack here, who just texted me. I thought this was hilarious. It's sad, but it's hilarious. He says, I missed 3 days of school when Sean Taylor died. What kind of parents let you do that? But I get it. You know, that's the kind of impact that he had on the Washington football team community. He says he's so sick over this, bro. His family deserved to get a showering of love on the biggest stage to remind them of how much he still means to these people years later. And it's one of the jerseys that every fan respects in every city. And that's so true. So try to beat Jack here. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Wad, what's going on, my man?
Hey, man, what are you thinking, man? Are you as upset as I am?
Upset, man. I'm, every time when I call, I always trying to bring it in. But this time, this whole Sean Taylor situation was, like, my last stroke, man. You know, they couldn't, like, you know, they can't get away from their own set. Like, that. Why would you do this on a 3 days notice? It didn't make no sense. You know you're doing this just to get away from the whole, you know, you leaking out, you know, the people, whoever's leaking out these emails. It's just a cover-up situation. So I'm over with this team. I hope they get embarrassed tomorrow.
Hold on. Lou, are you telling me that you will no longer support the Washington football team?
As of right now, until the NFL step in and you know, make sure that this guy don't own this team, I'm through, man. I love these players. But I just can't do it no more, man. I just can't do it, and I just think, you know, they could have handled this in a better way.
Yeah.
Or they could have, you know, picked the right time and the right situation. You know, they could have done it on the Monday Night Football. You know, the day. I mean, it's about what 15 year anniversary coming up on November. So they could have done it on there. Like, I mean, it only makes sense if it was done right.
Yep. I respect your decision, Lou. I respect your decision to no longer support the team. It sucks, but here's the thing. I think they deserve to lose fans over this. It's that bad. Let's go to Wayne in Virginia. What's going on, Wayne?
Hey, listen, appreciate you taking my call. I'll be brief. Where else do you expect a bonehead blunder like this to come from except for the Washington, D.C. area, even though they're housed in Landover? But if they made this short-notice decision, if the parents and family of Sean's come to town, make tomorrow a Sean Taylor Appreciation Day, talk to the family, get the input from the family of who they would like to have at a later dedication to retire his jersey. But this is just indicative of trying to put a Band-Aid on a heart attack. And I like the players. But my respect for the team back from the Joe Gibbs days was high. Respect for the Washington football team is lacking at this point in time.
Yeah. Wayne, postpone the event. Please, postpone the event. You can fix this, Jason Wright. You don't have to just apologize. Postpone the event and do it right. Let's go to Owen in Virginia. Owen, what are your thoughts, man?
I had a quick question. I was a season ticket holder for over 35 years, and I noticed I said was. Mm-hmm. One of my kids' favorite things to do when we got the tickets from the season was to go through each ticket and see whose picture's on the ticket, and that's the game they wanted to go to.
Yeah, mine too.
Is Sean Taylor's picture on his ticket?
I don't believe it is. I'll have to have a caller. I actually haven't seen the tickets. See, great call and great point, Owen, because growing up, I was that kid. I was like your kids. Like, every time we got the season tickets, my dad would call me into the room. I'd open it up like it was Christmas morning, even though I'm Jewish, I never got a Christmas morning, but that's what it felt like getting season tickets, and I'd go through, ooh, this is the Santana Moss game, the Clinton Portis game. I even wanted to go to the James Thrash game. That's how much I love this team. Who's on this ticket? I don't know. Tell me, 1-800-636-1067. That's a great point, because that's another thing with this ceremony. The ticket should be something that people frame and put in their memorabilia. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Rod in Landover. What's going on, Rod?
Hey, man. What's up? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I always appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, man. Look, I've never seen an organization that do their best to try to avoid success. It's amazing how they come up with all this. But you know, Sean Taylor, this Sean Taylor thing, man, because I'm old enough to remember when Len Bias passed away.
Right.
And when Len Bias passed away, and when Sean Taylor passed, I mean, I was so emotional. I cried for both of these guys, man. And this, you know, the way they both went out was really heartbreaking, man. And again, with the Sean Taylor thing, my thing is, with all the stuff that they're doing to botch this whole thing, to have this thing when you play Kansas City. When I first heard that they was going to have it, and I already know that Kansas City going to blow them out, the first thing I said was, why would you have this honoring Sean Taylor on the day you play Kansas City?
I know.
I mean, they're going to do it at halftime, I'm assuming, or whatever. But the score being 20, you losing by 20, 30 points, it just don't make no sense.
I know. Rod, like, there's going to be pictures 10 years from now. There's going to be pictures of people all at the game. You know, only 10,000 of them have their towel. Everyone's going to be having their 21 jersey. And you're going to have, you know, the family on the field. And in the background of the photo, you're going to see the scoreboard say 28-3. Or maybe even worse. There's a chance they put up 35 points in the first half. That's how bad our defense is. All right, 1-800-636-1067. I understand more people want to chime in. I see you on the phone lines here. But I want to switch it up and tell you, we got one thing in common, Washington football team fans. One thing that we can all get together on and be happy about. One thing that will galvanize the community here in D.C. One thing all Washington football team fans can be proud of. This season, we accomplished something. I'll tell you about it next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.